You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zev Brenner and Talkline Communications. This is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another wonderful, action-packed, jam-packed, foodie, kosher, of course, episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. We thank you so much and are so happy that you take the time to tune in, to listen, and enjoy the kosher foodie ride with us as we have an epic, amazing time. Yes, yes, yes. This is Team Kosher Guru, led by Kosher Guru, of course. Our CEO, David Mossberg. Our CFO, Duvi Weider. And of course, the one, the only, Yossi Spielberg Axelrod. And the newest addition to our Team Kosher Guru, Mr. Avi Lang. Avi Lang heads up our website division. Take a look and check out our website, www.thekosherguru.com. As he's doing a fantastic, fabulous job updating the website, getting so many sponsors to partake in it, so much great content. I hope everyone checks it out. And if you are a company looking to advertise, contact us. We always are looking for sponsorships for our radio show here on Talkline Communications. You can email guru@thekosherguru.com to help keep this show going and sponsor amazing episodes over here. Who and what we are. Kosher Guru is the leading number one kosher media marketing in the kosher industry. We help so many people and companies create their vision, create their dream, bring products to market, open up and help you make stores, projects, companies. We work with so many organizations, weekends, events. There is so much what that we do. There's almost nothing that we don't do. So I truly hope that you contact us if you are looking to do something in kosher. Yes, you could find us all over the social media platform world. Follow us on Instagram at Kosher Guru. Excuse me, on Twitter at The Kosher Guru. Use hashtag DoYouGuru to partake in our wonderful pet peeves corner that everyone has so much fun discussing. Facebook, we have a great Facebook page with almost 5,000 followers. That's Kosher Guru. And of course, we have a Kosher Guru's Kosher Nation Facebook group with over 7,000 members and growing daily, where we talk, share, trade, anything and everything kosher. Share your blog, share your event, your foodie experience, your dinner. You have a question, is this kosher, is that? So many people in the community partake, and it's really, really a lot of fun. And of course, our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Kosher Guru, and we have great and fantastic videos. Fun, entertaining, educational as well. Yep. And of course, our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Also, click on the consulting tab, see everything that we have to offer for businesses out there. We have great blogs, recipes, great discounts all the time. So sign up for our newsletter to stay informed of everything happening in Guru Nation. Okay, let's get right into it. I think we should. Let's start off with our pet peeves. Our pet peeves corner. Our pet peeves corner comes from our WhatsApp group. Yes, if you do want to join our WhatsApp group, we don't take trolls. We know who you are, as I always say. Email me, as everyone does all the time, and I read everyone's emails, guru@thekosherguru.com, with your name, full name, where we could find you on social media, a little bit about you, and of course your cell phone number so we could add you. So today's pet peeve comes from the customer side of the field. When customers go to restaurants and they're handed menus, one of the biggest turnoffs after they're spending so much time deciding what they want to get, what they're looking for, and then all of a sudden, the server comes over, and they're told they don't have that. It's no longer in the menu, never really was, not available tonight. Updating your menus, whether online, in-store, it's a major, major pet peeve for a lot of people. I highly recommend to take heed of this advice from consumers and customers. It's very, very frustrating. I'm going to have to agree with them. It is frustrating, and I do feel that one of the biggest turnoffs that people have is when you do not have an updated menu. Update your menus, stay in touch with the people's feelings. Yeah, you heard it first from Guru Nation, everybody. Restaurants, take heed. And let's all rock out and get better service and better experience for everybody, where everybody in the business makes more money, the customers spend more, and are happy, because happy customers make happy restaurants. Okay, coming up Monday night, Bon and Oak event. Bon and Oak is having their premier bourbon beer and barbecue festival in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, at the Greenpoint Terminal Market. We're going to have on the air, in our next segment, Sarah Kaufman, wife of Zohar Kaufman of Bon and Oak, telling us all about Bon and Oak. And I hope everyone gets their tickets at BONANDOAK, bonandoak.com. Use code GURU15, all lowercase, GURU15, for 15% off tickets. They will sell out. There's only a few tickets left. Yes, you miss your chance at the 20%. All you have right now is 15% off. I'm telling you, before you start calling me on Monday and crying that you don't have tickets, you want me to get you tickets, I won't have tickets. Get your tickets now. Purchase them. Go into the rest of the weekend, Shabbos, knowing, it's all taken care of. I got my tickets. So we're going to hear from her very, very soon. Last week, I spent my first time ever at Whiskey Jubilee at Studio 450. I want to thank the people that put Whiskey Jubilee together for having me as their guest. I had a fantastic time. So many whiskeys. The food by Ari White of Wandering Q. It was a great night. Two floors, cigars outside, rooftop deck, the views of Manhattan. What could get better? I can't wait to next year's Whiskey Jubilee, but I want to thank you guys for having me as your guests at Whiskey Jubilee. It was a fun night had by all. And everybody that went, we all chilled, had a great time, and really, really enjoyed it. Take a look. Coming up soon, we're going to be dropping another YouTube video. Because we dropped last week. I hope everyone took a look at it. From Joseph Mutter Pearl's South Side Sandwich Shop in Lakewood, New Jersey. The YouTube video is up. He is one of the first brick-and-mortar kosher smokehouses. Operates out of Lakewood, New Jersey. Place was awesome, amazing. We had a great, great time with him. We took a video, produced a video. It's up on our Facebook page, but go to YouTube. You'll see the video. You can share it. It was a lot of fun. So if you're in the Lakewood area, make sure you stop by Southside Sandwich Shop and Smokehouse. Send my regards, but take a look at the video first so you know what to order and you know what you're in for. A lot of people have been very, very upset and really almost sat shiver by the closing when Pardes closed, and they didn't know where they could get more of Chef Moses Wendell. But I found him, and everyone knows, of course. He is cooking and the pitmaster executive chef at Beast Barbecue in Wesley Hills in Muncie, New York. I had the opportunity with Spielberg to eat there on Sunday night after a very, very long day. We chilled at Beast Barbecue, had a great time. We're going to go back. We're going to do a video there. Stay tuned for more details. I'm going to try and get Chef Wendell on the radio show here for everyone to hear about it. But we had a fantastic time, and it was a great, great night. Beast Barbecue. And yes, Muncie, New York. Also, don't forget, it's coming up. Summer is here. And my good friend Yossi Zablocki of Destinations Kosher Tours, destinations613.com, is doing Shabbos weekends and midweek stays at Honors Haven Resort in Ellenville, New York. Call them at 845-794-6000. That's 845-794-6000, destination613.com. Amazing midweek packages, Shabbosim, entertainment, kosher food, everything all included at Honors Haven in Ellenville, New York. Berrylicious. Oh, it's been so hot outside. It really, really was. And I've never been there before. And this past week, I found my way to my good friends on Main Street in Queens, New York. Berrylicious. Berrylicious is on the corner of Main Street and Jewel Avenue in Queens, New York. It was a nice frozen yogurt place, beautiful store right on the corner there. If you're waiting for the bus in the afternoon, you're chilling on Kew Gardens Hills on Main Street, go take a look at my friends Berrylicious. Great frozen yogurt, great service. Danilo, the manager there, what a mensch, was so nice to me, explaining to me all of the yogurts and all the fresh muffins that they make. So much going on over there, over at Berrylicious. My whole family enjoyed it. We will be back. I want to thank Berrylicious for the hospitality. If you are out on the road in Kew Gardens Hills or Queens, New York, take a ride over to Berrylicious. Tell them I said hello. Try their frozen yogurt and enjoy a refreshing treat over there. Also, I actually went with a whole, I have to give credit where credit is due. I went with an entire party, probably maybe three kosher people, Yidden, went with a whole group of people to Bison and Bourbon this past week. And I actually called them up before I'm coming in, making reservations, 15 people. It's a company that I was helping, not in the kosher industry. And I said, they asked me where to go. So I go to Bison and Bourbon, enjoy the night. They were so impressed with Bison and Bourbon, from the service, to the food, to the ambiance. At the end of the night, nobody wanted to leave. And all the Ubers and limos pulled up. Nobody wanted to leave. Now, these are high, you know, traveling, high-class people that go all over the world. And they were impressed by this kosher restaurant. And I was so proud to say I know them. I recommended them. They do an awesome job. The menu was insane. I gave them a tour of the kitchen, introduced them to Chef Cindy. Seth Perlman, the GM, came over. We were schmoozing for so long. It was such a great night had by all. It was fantastic. I just want to say thank you so much. And if you're in Brooklyn or not, we come from the five towns all the time. Check out Bison and Burr, my good friends there. They do a great, great job. Summer grilling time. Summer grilling time. Yes, my barbecue is up. The queue is up. The grill is on. And what do I throw on? My Meal Mart sausages. Meal Mart sausages. They have the hot Italian, the Bavarian traditional bratwurst, the Polish, and one of my kids' favorite, the Mexican chorizo. If you haven't tried them, go take a look and try the Meal Mart sausages. I did a demo with them this past Sunday in Evergreen in Muncie, New York. Fantastic. They were great, 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 and everybody loved them. And then, of course, my favorite hummus. I have to throw it in there. Sonny and Joe's. Sonny and Joe's home-style hummus on the market. Fantastic. Great product. I hope everyone goes and checks them out. We also did a tasting in Evergreen this past Sunday with Sonny and Joe's. We had a great time with them. Everybody was tasting and eating and enjoying, and it was really, really good. So if you're in the supermarket and you need a hummus or a dip or a salad to get for the Shabbos, lots of new home-style products from my good friends at Sonny and Joe's. Check them out. Try them. You're going to love it. It's fantastic. And I hope you enjoy. We got to take a break now. We're going to be back after a brief word from our sponsors with Sarah Kaufman from Bon and Oak, telling us all about this great event coming up Monday night in Brooklyn, New York. Stay tuned. Be there or you're going to miss it, but you better be there. Holy cow, Glatt Kosher Charcuterie and Sausages, creators of a wide variety of handcrafted meat and poultry charcuterie products, marketed under the Holy Cow and Shtetl name. Beautiful, gourmet, Glatt Kosher under the Star K. Look for it today in your local supermarket's meat and poultry section or ask for it by name.
It's really too bad that the first time you'll meet Kings County Auto Body is by accident. Accidents do happen, and Kings County, the collision damage auto accident experts, will do a bang-up job to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Kings County Auto Body is one of New York's largest independent Precision Collision and Auto Body Shops, serving Brooklyn, Manhattan, Catskills, Lakewood, Monroe, Teaneck, and other areas in the New York, New Jersey region. They offer free computerized estimates as well as pickup and drop-off service. Let their many years of experience with insurance companies and damage adjusters help you save money, and aggravation insurance provided loaner cars are also available. Take it from me. When my car needed TLC to get moving again, it was King County to the rescue. From collision and glass repairs to parts and services to bodywork, Kings County Auto Body, 168 Woolworth Street in Brooklyn, gets the job done right. For the right price, foreign or domestic, all work is guaranteed for as long as you own the vehicle.
And we're back with the Nosh, your host, Kosher Guru here, back on the air, and I want to thank our sponsor for this evening's show, Holy Cow Crafted Kosher Charcuterie. We look forward to finally seeing and revealing the big reveal of Holy Cow. Can't wait to get it on the store shelves, taste it, and tell everybody all about it. You've been a loyal sponsor for many months now. I want to thank you, and everyone keeps texting, emailing, and wanting more information, so stay tuned as Holy Cow reveals more and more. We are here in studio with the dynamic duo, or the other half of the dynamic duo, Sarah Kaufman of Bon and Oak Events. I've been telling everybody now for quite a few weeks already all about this amazing event coming up called Bon and Oak in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. So first off, Sarah, I want to thank you for joining us here in the studio this evening and for joining us on the air.
Hi, everyone.
So we have Sarah Kaufman from Bon and Oak. Tell us a little bit about what Bon and Oak is and what Bon and Oak does.
So Bon and Oak is an event production company. We put together high-class events, and we bring together the kosher foodie world and alcohol, such as bourbon and beer and wine.
Forget it. You got me at alcohol. Once you said alcohol, I don't care about anything else. I'm there.
Yes, we put together the highest of the best.
The best is what you do, and it's great. Now, the first event was a wine event. Tell us a little bit about your first event that you did a year ago, which was one of the hottest events of the year. You got a few restaurants together. You had a beautiful display of food. The decor was amazing. The decor was beautiful. You had a beautiful orchestra upstairs and wines from all around. So the first event was a wine event, and the next event coming up is a bourbon, beer, and barbecue event, which sounds amazing, which we'll get into. But the first event you did was wines. What is your background in wines? How do you know so much about wines?
So it's all about my husband. He is in the wine industry, and so he knows everything that has to do with wine. And so we thought it would be the perfect
pairing,
exactly, to put together such an event.
Which I do think is a very, very cool thing. Zohar is actually in the green room waving in. He told me that he never wants to be on the radio, but I did get him for an interview on the video and everything. And Zohar actually really educated me a lot about wines. I remember your wedding last year. We went to one with you, Mazel Tov. I'm not sure if it's 1 year already or almost 1 year.
Almost.
On
June 26th is our anniversary.
June 26th. So still Shana Rishona. Zohar's been doing amazing stuff with wines, and you have also. The feedback from the first event was amazing. This event being bourbon and beer and barbecue, what gave you the idea to come out with this whole list? And, you know, one was wine, one was this. Maybe you're going to do another one of some other type of spirit next. What was the idea behind this event?
Okay, so the idea behind, first of all, Bon and Oak, which is who we are. We're an event production company. We put together high-class events. So that was just because the kosher world doesn't have, you know, they don't have high-class events as of now. Generally, people come into events, and there isn't much decor or much thought put into events. So we take the time and we put together vendors and we make sure every single detail for decor is properly done.
What are some of the vendors that we should be looking out for this coming Monday night? Which will go into all the event details momentarily. But Monday night, who are some of the vendors, whether it be some of the food vendors, the bourbon vendors, the beer vendors? Who are some of the highlights that we should be looking forward to?
So we have Wolf and Lamb, Bison and Bourbon, Bordeaux, Estiana. Oh my gosh, the list goes on and on and on. At least 17 to 18 kosher restaurants are participating. It will be the highlight of the summer.
Highlight of summer. Ever since you mentioned it and it was blasted, I couldn't even wait for it. I'm telling you, the day is almost coming, Monday night. Now, you also have some other entertainment. There's some other things going on. The venue. Tell us a little bit about this venue in Greenpoint. Sounds very, very cool.
Yeah, so Greenpoint, we're doing our event in Greenpoint in Brooklyn in a huge warehouse. It's called the Greenpoint Terminal Warehouse. We're going to have amazing highlights such as cigar rolling. We're going to have an open bar. We're going to have premium beers and bourbons available, as well as valet parking and so much more we're going to offer at this event.
I was going to say, you can't forget the valet parking, because I actually messaged Zohar. Somebody on Instagram messaged me today, what's the parking situation? I'm like, valet parking? They're like, free? Yes, free with your ticket. It's awesome. But I had to make sure and confirm it with Zohar, because I didn't want to keep saying free, and then all of a sudden, it's not. But you're really thinking of everything from step A all the way down. Now, also, there's going to be some music there as well.
Yes, we're going to have Zusha, a live house band, coming in. We're going to have Roy Barron, the hottest DJ in Brooklyn, attending as well. Everything, we've thought of every single detail, you guys. Everything was thought of and put together in. It's going to be the greatest event.
It is going to be the greatest event. But let me ask you a little bit about yourself now. You're married to Zohar Kaufman. Zohar is like one of the wine moguls, connoisseurs of the industry. Were you always into wine? Were you always into bourbons? Were you into drinks, or not really?
That's actually a great question, Gabe. So no, I was not. I used to drink, sweet wines, and I had no interest in red dry wines. Now that is my favorite drink, and I'm actually starting to get into bourbons. It takes a while for the palate to develop. I can't believe I'm talking like a connoisseur right now, but it is true. It takes a while. You just have to keep drinking and keep enjoying.
Now, I have to ask. Now, you got all of this education, we'll call it, from Zohar, or you started right before, or because of Zohar, this brought up to a whole new level, and now you have all this excitement for Bananok as well.
So, I honestly have not been interested before Zohar, but once I met Zohar, things have gone to the next level. He brought me into the wine world and the kosher world, and I love it so much, and I'm so excited about this future event just because I know so much about it now.
Which is also one thing for everybody to come and enjoy. You have to understand something. There's going to be so many distilleries there, so many breweries there, that when you go to a store and you look at the shelves and you're scratching your head and you're thinking, what do I buy? What do I try first? If you don't know, this is a great event to go to, dollar for dollar, to be able to try so much to see what you would like. So when you do go out to the stores, you'd be like, I need that one. I want that one. Oh, I had that one at Bonnet Oak. I want to try that. I want to have it for my house. Which what you're doing is really educating the kosher consumer and really giving them such a service that they never had before.
Yes, totally agreed. And also, tickets are right now with the 15% discount code that, you know, that Kosher Guru has and Bonanoke has. You guys can get it for $100, okay? For the value of the ticket, you're getting so much. You're getting food, you're getting unlimited amount of drinks, you're having a bar, you're having so much.
That's fantastic, but I have to say, it's amazing. Now, tickets are still available. I know that you guys are almost sold out, so everybody should really rush and get your tickets, because I know come Monday afternoon, everyone's going to be texting and crying and posting, where do I get tickets? I need tickets. I want tickets. Sorry, guys. This event will be sold out, so I am urging everybody to go to BONANDOAK, bonandoak.com. Get your tickets. Buy your tickets. There is a fantastic kosher guru called Guru 15.
Yes.
Guru 15, which is Guru 15, all lowercase, gets you 15% off on this highly sought-after event. It's going to be the talk of the town. If you're not there, you're missing out. I don't know why you're not going to be there. You better get there. You better be there. You want to be there. You want to get tickets. I know you're going to get tickets, and we're going to greet you there. Now, are you starting to plan any other events? Will there be other events throughout the year for Bonanok? Should we feel that we have to follow Bonanok all over social media to stay informed?
Bonanok, sorry.
Bonanoak.com, Bonanoak.com.
So, and that is an amazing question. We're actually going to have in 2 months or 3 months in December, wintertime, we're going to have a winter-themed event, a wine event, which most of you love.
Everyone loves wine events, bourbon events, wine events. There's so many events that you could do throughout the year. But I do have to say, I think I mentioned this earlier, the decor that you put out, you were like transformed to a New York City venue that you feel you're in the highest of classes, coming to these cool places. Now, for you to do that and to execute it right is amazing. It really, really is. I give you a lot of credit.
Yes, well, this was not easy, and we want to bring the best of everything into one location.
Bringing the best of everything in one location and doing it right is going to be amazing. Now, also, out of curiosity, are there any emails or anything that we should go online to sign up for to stay in touch with you? Maybe you give some education classes, some tastings, anything coming up that people should say, hey, I need to rush over, I need to sign up for the newsletter and stay in touch?
Yes, we will be offering classes for wine eventually, but not as of now. Maybe in a month or two, you can check out our site. We will be posting more in regards to that.
Awesome. I was just, you know, trying to get some more information out of you, and that's insane because it's funny. I've been talking to Zohar a long time ago about this, and I truly believe a guy like him to go out and to talk to the people, to educate the people, and to keep this going throughout the year is an insane, insane thing. Now, we're almost at the end of this segment. I'm super excited for Monday night. Is there anything else you want to tell the people about Bonanoak that they should be informed about, that they should know about, to entice them, that you want to have them come to the event?
Yes, that it will be the greatest event anybody has ever seen. And I'm not saying that lightly. Just because I'm Zohar's wife, it means nothing. I just believe in the brand because it is an amazing brand and we make amazing events. We do not lack in any parts. So please join us for a limited time. We will not have tickets for much longer. We're selling quick.
And selling out. And I want to tell everybody, they have on their Facebook page, I think there might be a snippet on Instagram also, but I know on their Facebook page and possibly on their website, but I know it's on the Facebook page, there is a fantastic video that they put together that shows the highlights of last year's event. It's amazing. On Kosher Guru's YouTube channel, we have a video that we made of last year's event that you can see all the highlights. That I'm telling you, everybody had so much fun. It was a great event. It was an amazing event. Monday night at the Greenpoint Terminal Warehouse. You want to be there starting at what time again?
6:30 to 10:30.
It's going to be an amazing event. You could go onto their Facebook page, Instagram. You can see the full list of all the restaurants that are going to be there, the vendors that are going to be there. It keeps growing. They keep posting. Make sure to follow Bonanoak Events on Instagram, on Facebook. Take a look. I'm telling you right now, I want to be able to greet you there. I want to schmooze with you. Sarah and Zoe, I want to thank you for coming. They want to schmooze with you. And one more thing, which is a major, major chesed that they do, and they really do give back so much to the community. A percentage of the event, of all the ticket sales raised, is going to Masbia. Now, I'm sorry, sir, you want to say something?
Yes, 10%.
10%? I wasn't sure the percent. I didn't want to, you know, hold you to any percentage. But Masbia will be there that night. They are getting a percentage, and it's a major tzedakah. This is what they do is more of a service, of a chesed, to so much. And I think it's an amazing, amazing thing that they're giving back to the community. So I just want to say, and to somebody else, I want to say, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us on the air. We are looking forward. Make sure you get your tickets, bonanoak.com. And thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you, guys. It was nice talking to you guys.
And schmoozing on the air. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, here every Tuesday evening on station 620 on the AM dial. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple iTunes and Google Play. And wishing everybody a great week, a great night, and hopefully to see everyone next week at Bonanoak. Everyone have a great Shabbos. Peace out.